Do you ever have one of those experiences where you hear about something on the news, or you know, you kind of know what's going on with something, but until you really experience it, you have no clue what's going on? Like, for example, what was it, about 7 or 8 years ago, they had the tornado that took out, I'm forgetting the town, Joplin. It took out Joplin, and it was one of those things when I was at Purdue, we took a group of students down there. I saw it on the news, and I saw what was going on, but to see that, you know, that particular storm, that tornado that came through, wiped out a 1 mile wide by 3 mile long chunk of the town. And when I say leveled it, I mean leveled it. I had no clue what that actually looked like. Or, you know, another one of those type of things is that, especially more along the line of what Jesus is talking about today, is I can remember a day where not too many years ago, well, okay, it was a few, where Father Rico Garavaglia, who was the pastor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church in Florissant, Missouri, where I'm from, he was talking about, it was back when the new evangelization was actually new, it was when John Paul II had first mentioned it, but he was preaching about that, but it was at that moment for some reason that I came to the understanding that not only did God love me, is that he was willing to forgive me, and he was calling me to do a little bit more, and it was one of those really strong moments, you know, and in many ways, really what we're talking about today in the gospel and the reason the church is presenting us to that, this reading to us today for us to think about and to pray about is precisely that reason. Because what we see happening in today's gospel is kind of one of the points of what it is we're doing in this particular wonderful season. You know, in our Lenten observances, as we prepare for Easter, we're kind of doing the same thing that happened with this Samaritan woman today in the gospel. You know, and let's keep in mind, you know, a lot of times we can fall into that that mindset where, oh, we're the good and holy people. You know, we're the ones that do everything right. And people in Jesus' day were no different. You know, I think sometimes we miss when it talks that Jesus was talking to the Samaritans. There was a lot of animosity there. And it was all over how they worshiped and what they did. Believe it or not, the Jews would have been more tolerant for you know, like the Romans or for people who didn't share their faith at all. But with the Samaritans, it was an infighting of Christian beliefs and practices. And they were a little less tolerant, so there was something there. So the fact that Jesus did this with this particular woman and in this community, that he spent time with them to give them the message, you know, hopefully, well, we might not get the nuances of it, but hopefully what we can pick up out of there is that it doesn't matter at what point we find ourselves in our lives. It doesn't matter how separated we think we are from God. It doesn't matter, you know, if we think we're not worthy, God offers us the same forgiveness that he did to this group that nobody else at the time would have given the time of day to. That Jesus spent the time with that. And that's really what we're trying to get ourselves to see each and every year when we do Easter. You know, and I think it's important for us to remind this. And remember, what's going on in our Sunday readings, I don't know if you've kind of caught on to it yet, but each one of them is an encounter that we see Jesus have an encounter with someone. Someone that most people would have called sinners. Those folks that, you know, you would think that God would spurn. But at each and every one, he has something special to say to them. And today's the main part of what he's talking about today is it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done or how bad you think you are. Jesus is willing to offer you his love and his forgiveness if we turn to him. And that's kind of the point of this whole season. All of the things that we're doing, because like I said, each and every year, we're a new person. Each and every year, we have new challenges. Each and every year, we have, you know, a different set of life issues. And it's good for us to be reminded, especially during this season of Lent, what Easter is all about. And that's that God really did love us so much that when Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, he did it knowing full well what it was he was doing. You know, sometimes I think we can, in our own special way, we can think, well, you know, God died for everybody but me, or, you know, everybody for the person that I am right now. Look at all the terrible things I've done. That's just not the case. in working with the Samaritans, in spending the time with them to share this message of the sacrifice that he would make and of God's love for people in the way that he did, kind of shows us that he opened that door up to anybody at any time in their life. And that's what we remember, and that's what we work on. That's what this period of Lent is getting us to see. So I think we get an opportunity during this season to kind of do a mental inventory, to do a little bit of a checklist to see how things are going on this journey. You know, and by the way, how are you all doing on your Lenten stuff? You know, even if you slipped a little bit, you can get right back up on that horse and keep going. You know, just in case, you know, it's never too late to say, I messed up this year. I'll just wait till next year. No, do it now. Okay, you know, but the idea is so that we can open ourselves up to the fact of how much God loves us. That's really what all this is about. So that, you know, we can kind of undo all the damage that the world has been throwing at us for the past year, so that we can enter back into that state of understanding how much God loves us and how much he's willing to work with us if we're willing to give him permission. So just kind of think about it. You know, where am I at in that process? And why am I not letting God love me as much as he's willing to?